Hi, this is DJ. This is the Joel 2 Generation podcast. And I'm entitling this podcast, Are You a Part of the Remnant in This Hour? Are you a part of the remnant in this hour? Now, I've said before that, you know, I have been one of those people that has resisted that kind of self-identification, oh, we're the remnant, you know, or whatever, in the past, because I felt like, for the most part, it just kind of, you know, hinted at kind of an elite spirit, I guess I should say. And some of the people that talked about being the remnant, you know, to be honest, probably, if I was honest, you kind of felt that, like they felt like, well, we're the real, you know, we're the special forces Christians, and, you know, other Christians are in another category. All right. But I believe we're living in an hour, to be honest, where the word remnant, because it's a biblical word, you know, the remnant today is descriptive of believers around the world. And of course, I'm an American, so I'm going to speak about the American context. But a remnant believer in this hour, I believe, is characterized by certain things. And that is kind of what I want to do in this podcast, is I want to talk about what I believe are the earmarks, or what are the characteristics right now in this hour, of what it means to be part of the remnant, to be a remnant believer. And the first thing I want to say is, and I know that I'm going to step on some toes, but that's okay, because to be honest, these toes have to be stepped on. If you are part of the remnant right now, you are meeting with other Christians in person. The Lord spoke to us so clearly. I mean, literally, He spoke to us a year ago that it was time for the church to be meeting in person, whenever they could, however they could. Of course, He spoke about, you know, meeting in homes where bigger meetings were discouraged or not allowed or whatever. But our community where we live, we've been meeting in person since the very beginning of COVID. There was a couple of weeks where we met in our cars. You know, we'd put four or five people into a car and drive around and minister to people, but we never stopped meeting. So if you are a remnant Christian and your church is still not having in-person meetings, I don't care where you are in the world. If that's the case, I exhort you to leave that church. That is, the leadership of that church has not heard clearly from God. And if I met the leadership of that church, if I met that pastor or the leadership team or whatever, and they were still insisting on, oh, we're going to do this virtual meeting thing, I would tell them to repent. The Lord is, you know, the Lord has been crystal clear. And I know that I don't know if most churches are meeting, but many, 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 many churches are now meeting in person. And that has made all the difference in terms of kind of the spiritual health and mental state of the people in their congregations. And I can tell you, for Christians that are not meeting in person, that could meet in person, they are not doing well. And so that's the first characteristic of what it means to be a remnant believer in this hour. And the second thing is that our faith, truly, in the last year and a couple months, has been tested. But the scripture says that we know that the testing of our faith, this is James, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance. And so I just want to encourage you, if you are a believer in this hour who is enduring and Enduring means you're carrying on. You are moving forward. You're not stuck. You haven't, if you got under something, you got out from under it. You are living with endurance. Your faith has been tested, yes, but our faith has been tested, but you are a believer who is enduring. And I just want to encourage you, because if you are enduring, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, right? The reality is that if you are enduring in this hour, your faith is being perfected. That's what the scripture says. I have no idea exactly what that means, but it sounds really good. Anyway, that's a second characteristic of a remnant believer in this hour. A third characteristic of what it means to be a remnant believer in this hour is that you are walking with discernment. That means that you know what God is saying. You also are able to recognize lies. You know that the mainstream media, in almost every possible way, has been lying to you, distorting the facts, pushing false narratives. And I want to say, I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, whether it be the lies related to the COVID thing, is there a COVID virus around the world? Yes. Is it, you know, even half or as bad as it's being made out to be? And no. Less than 1% of the people that contract COVID die from it. Less than 1%. And depending on your age group, could be far less than that. So if you are walking, if you are a remnant believer, you are walking in discernment. You know that people have been lying about the racial narratives. Are there people who are racist? Absolutely. There's always been people who are racist. But are most cops racist? Just take the false narrative in America. No. No. Are most white people racist? No. Okay? It's a lie. It's a distorted, false narrative that's been pushed. And there's so many other lies, but I just want to say that I believe in this hour, what characterizes somebody who is part of the remnant is that you are not walking in deception. You're actually walking in truth. You're walking in discernment. You know that the election that took place last year was completely fake. I mean, that's just the facts. Election fraud is not a conspiracy theory or you know, whatever. It's real. And part of, you know, being part of the remnant in this hour means that you actually, you know that. You have found those sources of information that are speaking the truth. So I just want to say, just clearly, if you are awake and you are discerning, that is a characteristic right now of being a remnant believer. Another thing that characterizes you if you are a remnant believer in this hour is that you are fearless. You have not succumbed to the fear, not to any fears, not to the fear related to COVID, not to the fear of the lies of the radical left and the globalists and all of it. I mean, you are not living in fear. You are fearless. The scripture tells us clearly that God has not given us a spirit of fear, right? He has not given us a spirit of fear. What characterizes a faithful remnant believer in this hour is that you are walking in fearlessness. You're walking in freedom from fear. That doesn't mean that fear doesn't at times get a hook in us. You know, we get under fear at times, but we don't stay there. Remnant believers don't stay in fear. They find a way out of fear. They overcome. They are overcomers. All right. And another characteristic, and these are, you know, a lot of these are really tied together. I mean, they're interconnected and interrelated. Another thing, if you're a remnant believer in this hour, you are not a coward. You are not cowardly. You are actually willing to speak the truth. You're willing to speak the truth about all the issues of the day that people are, seriously, they want to be nice, they want to be well-liked. Christians, oh, I don't want people to think I'm a hater, I don't want people to think I'm a racist, I don't want people to think that I've aligned myself with a politician who I don't, that his tweets aren't very nice, or whatever. If you are a remnant believer, a remnant pastor, a remnant believer, a remnant whatever, in any way, shape, or form, you are a Christian in this hour, and you are part of the remnant, you're not a coward. You are willing to speak the truth. You're willing to speak the truth about the whole insane gender, transgender ideology, 100 gender kind of narrative. You're willing to speak the truth about the false racial narratives that are being propagated and sadly ingested by much of the church. You know, you are speaking the truth about critical theory, critical race theory, about the myth of white privilege, all of these ideologies. You are speaking the truth against socialism. You are speaking the truth about what the police are really like, what is really going on in America, what is really happening at our border, what is really happening with the sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, pedophilia. You're speaking the truth about issues, and you're not a fear, you're not a coward. So you're not afraid to be called a conspiracy theorist, or, oh my goodness, you're just a wacko, you're whatever. You're not afraid of that. You're not afraid of being deplatformed. You're not afraid of being called names, right? That's another one. I'll just jump down to that one. If you are a remnant believer in this hour, you are being called names. You are, you know? Believe me, we're being called names. There are people that consider us, you know, okay, when I say called names, it doesn't necessarily mean they're, you know, they're saying it on a television or a big platform or whatever, but, you know, amongst themselves and behind our backs, they're calling us names. Believe me, much has come to my attention. Much has been brought to light because, of course, the Lord promises to bring everything that is in darkness into the light. And I have many believers, many friends who are believers, some that were very close, working with us very closely, that are slandering us, that are speaking behind our back, that are bearing false witness and calling us names. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're a remnant believer and you're being called because you recognize that these vaccines need more testing before they're really going to be considered safe, and or whatever is going on with them. There are real concerns about these so-called vaccines. They're actually not vaccines. They don't work like vaccines. They're more like experimental gene therapies, and they're not fully approved. They've only been authorized for emergency use. But if you say things like this, you're being called a name. You're being called a conspiracy theorist or whatever. So I just want to encourage you, if you're a remnant believer in this hour, you're being called names. I want to say something else about being a remnant believer in this hour. If you are a remnant believer, you are actually being a believer. You're actually believing what God's word says. You believe that God heals. You believe that God protects. You believe that his promises are yes and amen. You actually believe the Bible. You actually believe that God is a God of justice, which, you know, I want to tell you right now in this hour, remnant believers are those that do not believe that the wicked, evil, globalist, deep state, cabal, radical left, that they're going to end up winning this round. You just don't believe that. Now, they might think they're winning, but a remnant believer is somebody who believes that actually God has the last word. God is a God of justice. God is a God of righteousness. God is a God of vindication. He spoke about things. He revealed things prophetically to people about what is happening, what will happen. And remnant believers are those that believe God, believe his word in this hour. Another thing that characterizes remnant believers, and this again is related to many of these other things, is that you are sober and you are awake. You are sober and you are awake. You're sober-minded, you're alert. You haven't been lulled to sleep. You haven't been anesthetized. I'm saying that word right. It's got some letters in there that are hard to pronounce. I usually have to see it. But you are sober-minded and you are awake. You're awake to the strategies of the enemy. You're sober. You understand what's going on. You understand how many people have been taken captive, how many people have been deceived, how many people have slipped into cowardice, how many people are gripped by fear. You're sober, you're awake, and you're understanding. Again, it's related to that last one, that earlier one, discernment, your ability to recognize and discern lies, right? Another thing that the remnant is doing is that they are praying. Right? Paul commands believers to pray without ceasing. Jesus says, when you pray, pray like this. Remnant believers are those who are praying, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in my nation as it is in heaven, in my city as it is in heaven, in my country as it is in heaven, in my church as it is in heaven. That is how Jesus instructed us to pray. You're a praying, believing, remnant believer. Another thing that remnant believers do is that they are doing what Jesus would do. So I just want to ask this question. Honestly, ask this question. You know, when you think about all of the craziness and the fear and the measures that people are living under because of COVID, the question for a remnant believer that they are answering is, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus be walking around wearing a mask, insisting others wear a mask, social distancing, not gathering with people, you know, making sure people have, hey, do you have a PCR test before we can get together? Are you clear? Have you quarantined properly? I mean, it is comical when you think about this. Jesus healed lepers. He healed infectious diseases. What would Jesus do? And ask that question too. What would Jesus do when it comes to the vaccine? Or the vaccines or these treatments? What would Jesus do? I'll tell you, these are, and the thing is, when you ask it like this, you know the answer. You know the answer. You know what Jesus would do. And a remnant believer is one who is doing what Jesus would do. Not just saluting the WWJD principle, but doing what Jesus would do. All right? Just two last things about a remnant believer as I wrap this thing up. If you are a remnant believer in this hour, you have lost friends. You have lost friends. You've lost probably good friends. It has also, I don't even want to speculate on what this has done to families, but I know that it's been devastating in my own extended family. People that won't see us, won't meet with us, won't get together. You know, last year, you know, December was particularly difficult. Wouldn't meet us for Christmas, right? You know, we fly 9,000 miles back to the United States, normally spend Christmas with my family, with family members, and I have immediate family members that would not meet in person. Interestingly, I even said, well, would you be more comfortable if we met after we get a negative COVID test? And they said, no, because those sometimes are not reliable. I mean, unbelievable. Not even a negative COVID test was good enough to meet those. Anyway, so remnant believers, if you're sticking to this, if you are living in alignment with the things that I have been describing in this podcast, you have lost friends. I want to tell you something else. You will lose more. Jesus said that you will be hated because of me. And, you know, I was probably one of those believers that would have said, you know, for most Christians in most places, that was probably more hyperbole. Jesus was using hyperbolic language to, you know, get a point across. Not today. You know, and already I've seen it with the vaccines. You know, I've already, you know, losing friends over the issue of what we should do about these vaccines. I'm not taking them. You know, I'm praying that one will be developed that really is a vaccine that really is safe, that has been tested. But until that time, they're not sticking a needle in my arm to inject me with something that is experimental. And no possible way. Not for a virus that has a mortality rate of less than 1%. And the last thing that's characterizing you, if you're a remnant believer, or if you want to be one, is that you are in fellowship with other remnant believers. That is critical in this hour. I'm not saying that we don't have fellowship and connect with people that are somewhere else at some level. But you need to run with those who are running. You need to be around iron that sharpens iron. You need to be around people that are walking in truth, even as you're walking in truth. You need to walk around people that are fearless so that you can be more fearless. You need to be walking around people that are enduring so that you can continue to endure. Somebody said something like this: those who endure until the end shall be saved. Somebody said that. Oh yeah, that was Jesus. You need to be around people that are also sober-minded and awake. You need to be around those believers. You need to be fellowshipping with people that are believing that Psalm 91 and Jesus's promises to heal and to the authority of the believer to heal and that God's name is the healer, that you get around people that actually believe this stuff. You know? Jesus came to the planet and he died so that we can be believers. You need to be around believers in this hour. You need to be around other people that are doing what Jesus would do. You need to be around other people that have been called names and have lost friends. And so this is DJ, and these are some of the characteristics of what it means right now in this hour, wherever you are in the world. But, you know, in particular, you know, as an American speaking into the American context or into the Western context, this is what a remnant believer is characterized by. In Jesus' name, I pray that all these things would hit you and convict you in spirit. Take this stuff and break off the power of lies. Break people out of deception. Deliver people from fear. Deliver people from cowardice. Help unbelieving believers to become believing believers. Wake people up. Cause them, Lord, to be sober. Get them back into prayer. Get them, Lord, into be obedient disciples, God, of those who would do what Jesus would do. Bless you guys. Bless you ladies, anybody who's listening to this podcast. Now, this is DJ, and this is the Joel 2 Generation Podcast.